This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have another returning guest. His name is Paul Thompson. He is the CEO for Mexis Gold US. They're trading on the OTCQB markets under the ticker symbol MXSG. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and glad to be on the show.
Very good. So, you know, I love talking about success stories here. When we had you back on in November, you guys were trading around 7 cents a share. You guys are up about 50% from that time. So congratulations to you guys, first off. I'd like to first go into what Mexis Gold does and tell us a little bit about yourself, Paul.
Yes, we've been in production here now, or we're going in production first of April, we'll be producing gold. And up to this point, we've been purchasing properties and developing properties and different resources and land works to try to go into production without a lot of overhead and debt. And we've accomplished this. Last Tuesday, Wednesday, we started getting returns from our number one leach pad to our filtering system. So at this point, we're probably 15 days out. We'll have pregnant solution in the pond ready to start the processing with our Merrill leach to actually producing gold. And we're very excited about that. It's a big time in our life and the first step to many things to come.
Very good. You know, we've talked to many different mining companies and junior exploration companies, but, you know, very few times do we actually get into people that are, you know, producing the gold and actually extracting it. You talk about your leach solution and pregnancy leach solution. Can you tell us what this is and, you know, what the process is to producing gold through this method?
Yeah, sure. This, number one, you build a pad to place the ore on to start the leaching process. You put the drainage in it. It's kind of like similar to a big leach field for a big septic leach field. The solution is a cyanide solution, and it's balanced. The pH, everything's balanced properly to dissolve the gold in the leach pad. And we're using a drip system, and we started this drip system around the third of the month. And now we're getting flow from the pad, leached material coming back to the pregnant pond, which is the pond that the solution is carrying gold in.
Mm-hmm.
We expect our 0.7 grams per ton. It's looking good that the 0.7 is going to work, and I'm very excited about it. Probably so excited, can't even hardly talk about it.
Very good. So let's get right into it here. So we want to be updated on your Santa Elena mine. You guys were predicting that you guys were going to start gold production soon. Can you give us a little update on that project?
Well, that's what we're talking about. The Santa Elena is the project that will be in production by the 1st of April of this year. And the solution's already is circulating. It's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, by about 15 days, we'll have enough solution, enough volume in the pond to sustain a 600-gallon per minute Merrill-Crowe plant producing gold off of pad one. Now they started placing material on pad two. And by the time they 15 days, they'll have pad two up with about 6 meters of material on it. And at that time, the pad one will be leached sufficiently to where they can switch from pad one to pad two and start leaching that one.
Very good.
And when it's about every 15, 20 days, they'll go from one to the other to back and forth. And then at some point, probably in about 90 days, we will start a new pad three and four. So we should be able to stay in production and increase production up to 10,000 ton a day by the end of 2017.
Very good, very good. My guest again today is Paul Thompson. He is the CEO for Mexis Gold US. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MX. SG. Now, I'd also like to get an update here on the San Felix project. Can you give us a little bit of an update on that, please?
Sure. The San Felix project lies to the south of the Santa Elena, directly air miles, probably about 35, 40 miles.
Okay.
And this project is a huge project. It has the leach pads are in place with about already somewhere around 3 million tons on them. The Merrill-Crowe recovery plant, smelting, everything is in place. Last week, we purchased a 750 kW diesel generator to operate that equipment. Marco Martinez, president of Marmar Holdings, is preparing four 100-ton haul trucks to be shipped there, which are presently stored next to the La Dura mine, which is about 30 kilometers north of us. So that one's coming along pretty good. They have geologists out there working, sampling, mapping, and we have a lot of information dating back 5 or 6 years on that property. It's about 26,000 acres. It's seven major concessions. There's seven major pits that are opened up with values running in each pit upwards to gram and a half per ton.
So this project has already been mined before?
Yes, it has. It's been mined extensively probably for the last 10 or 12 years. It's been sitting dormant now for since 2013.
Okay.
We were involved in the project in 2013, so we have a lot of history on it. We sold a 50% interest, and due to some misfortune, we wound up having to take the property and redo the property. But we were producing $500,000 every 12, 14 days on the property by re-leaching.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that property. It's going to be one of the major mines in Mexico by the end of 2018.
Okay. When do you feel that that project will go into production? I know you guys have started building your pads, but when do you feel like gold will start being extracted from the San Felix project?
Well, that's on the mine model from Marmar Holdings, but they're telling me that we'll be producing gold within 6 months from that property and increasing it from that point on.
Exceptional. All right, and you guys have a third property here, the Urez property. Can you give us an update on that property as well?
The Urez property is by Hermosillo, Mexico, in Sonora State, and we have a large area there with exposed high-grade copper. We've exposed it with a big excavator and a CAT, and we've drilled it to 60, 80 feet, and it's looking really good. We're planning right now to push in some additional haul roads and drill pads and put a drilling company drilling there, along with the Ocho Hernandez, which is an extremely high-grade silver project. Unfortunately, it's a sulfide ore, and it's hard to extract the silver, but we're working on it, and Elias, the person working on it as we speak today, has come up with a new way of he believes of extracting the silver, and that's coming along. It's a little slower than we would like, but it will produce at some point.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Paul Thompson. He is the CEO for Mexis Gold US. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MXSG. To find out more information, you can visit their website at mexisgold.com. That's MEXUSGOLD.com. Paul, at the end of the segment here, we like to give this time for you as an open forum to go over anything that we didn't happen to touch upon before we wrap up today.
Yes, we're Mexis Gold U.S., of course, is 100% owner of Mexis Gold Mining, SADECV, our Mexican partners, which are Mexis Gold U.S., and we're trying to develop a little different than most mining companies. We're not rushing into production. We're not rushing in, spending millions of dollars. Our debt is hardly anything at this point, a few hundred thousand dollars. Our overhead is $35,000-$40,000 a month. We've got some very good shareholders, very faithful shareholders that are always willing to help, and very appreciated. Everything is going smooth. At this point, we couldn't be more pleased.
Exceptional. Again, our guest today has been Paul Thompson. He is the CEO for Mexis Gold U.S., and you can find out more information under their ticker symbol MXSG. Paul, again, it's been a pleasure to have you back on the show. We love having you on, talking about your mines. If you wouldn't mind, we'd like to have you back in a couple months just to check up and see how well Mexis Gold has been doing.
Yeah, I'll try to calm my excitement a little bit by then, but I just got back from Mexico last night, and I'm just very excited. I'm trying to work here in the office today and get things up to date, but I can hardly sit in my chair. So,
well, Paul, thanks again for appearing on the show. You have yourself a great one.
Okay, thank you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.